Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head,
West Coast,
bringing radio back to his room.
No, we not. No, we going forward. We ain't going back nowhere.
Progression at its finest.
We ain't going back nowhere.
Shout out. Let's go back to real quick to the Savvy Third interview. Shout out to Savvy Third, who came through and had a great conversation with him. You know, it's really going far, man. Salute to everybody that's been tapping in to that.
Hey, our boss just walked in, Doc.
Damn it, here you go. Jesus.
Hey, Doc just walked in. Up, I want to ask him why we on the air.
Oh, snap. Here we go.
He said, turn his mic on.
Go ahead. The mic is on. Go ahead.
Our boss, Doc Winter, is in here.
Okay, what's going on?
Can I turn these hours in?
Can I have a raise?
just for the record.
No.
Is that your manager? Should I be talking to him?
Yeah.
To
facts.
All right. I just wanted to ask. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just wanted to ask. You missed.
I'm literally paying him too much,
right. I got that bag free.
We haven't talked about the new endorsement deal yet.
There's things that are on the table as of right now.
Right. Well, no, I'll get you a West Coast bag. They coming. You know
on
what I'm
saying? On the way.
They soon. On the way.
Hey,
are you guys live?
Yeah, no, we're live in the sense of pre-recording this podcast. Oh. That's how live we are right now. Salute to everybody that has been tapping into the podcast.
Doc, do you listen to our podcast still?
I do. I think your podcast is amazing.
Check out the latest one with Savvy Third. There's a lot of information and a lot of people responding to that.
Yeah, shout out to WAC 100. I was on the phone with WAC for an hour today.
Definitely got to get into what that conversation was.
Yeah, you got to check out the interview, Doc. It was interesting. We interviewed Savvy Third, who was WAC 100's first signee. He said Birdman saw the interview.
Really?
Yeah, they talked on the phone. It was bad.
Because he said that Birdman had, you know, Birdman had that conversation. Him and Birdman hadn't been talking, Savvy Third.
Yeah, it was, according to... WAC basically was telling me that Savvy wasn't being forthcoming with information.
The whole interview?
Yes.
Or pieces of it or the whole thing?
Pretty much he was not telling us.
Do we have to have a conversation with WAC? Can we do that?
I mean, I could try to...
What do you mean not forthcoming? You mean he was lying?
I mean, that's what WAC was saying to me.
I want to get immersed in or pulled...
Oh, no. Oh, no. You ingratiated.
Yeah, you ingratiated.
By the first time I said, what's up to somebody in L.A., and the dude looked at me like he wanted to kill me, you guys hadn't told me that I should...
You know, there's a certain way you don't say what's up.
It's, no, you don't go what's up with an up head. You go down.
Yeah, like
a bow.
Right.
No, down. Just be like, what's up, bro?
Right.
Like that.
Can't do that.
I didn't know. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm a black man that says hi to other black men.
No.
It don't happen. No way.
Said, don't speak to anybody.
No.
You know?
And then you can't put the so what's up on that. You can't say so what's up. It's definitely a problem at that point. Doc, I think this is a good time for you to exit because I don't know how deep this conversation is going to get in.
Yeah.
I'm helping you moonwalk out of this.
Hey, you know what?
I'm helping you out right now. You know what I mean?
I don't want to have this conversation.
Yeah, really. So, look, 27,000 views in the first day. So, salute to everybody that's been on submitting to the podcast, Homegrown Radio. If you want to see the full video and past interviews that we have, it's on the YouTube, the Real 92.3 YouTube. Again, subscribe iHeartRadio app, subscribe SoundCloud, wherever you podcast, go on to tap in. But yeah, I'm interested to hear what other things can you say from that conversation?
Well,
I don't want to have the full conversation because I definitely, we said it in the past before we had Savvy in, and we want to talk to WAC and really just pick his brain, man.
And get both sides of the story.
Not even just that story, but just to get his side of what he does. You know what I'm saying? Because there is a perception of WAC 100 that people don't know.
And here's the thing about WAC, and this is what me and him was laughing on the phone earlier. I was like, because I get people that call me all the time from New York, from the South, other places. Man, what's up with that? What's up with your boy WAC? I said, listen, man, I be laughing because I be like, bro, WAC got y'all fooled.
Right.
Y'all here thinking he's an idiot. WAC is not an idiot.
At all.
WAC is so smart that he got y'all thinking that he's dumb. Mm-hmm. And he just some wild, crazy motherfucker. WAC ain't crazy.
I realized how brilliant he was because I never had I've seen him in passing, never had a real full conversation with him. I realized how brilliant he was after that Mike Tyson podcast. I'm like, oh
man, WAC ain't crazy.
Oh, he know exactly. Okay, so salute to WAC. I would love to have that conversation with
him. We gonna have him. Hold on, let me call.
But in short, though, he said that.
I'm about to call him and get him to commit to coming in.
Let's do that. That'll be great.
You have reached the voice.
That's not happening right now.
Well, he on the plane or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck going on.
Hey, we couldn't have timed that one better. Nope. Nope, I said what I had to say.
You know, this shit going straight to voicemail. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
but no, salute to everybody that's been tapping in. So there's been a lot of controversy going on, man.
Shout out to, first and foremost, I do want. I mean, no shade to Savvy. Yeah, I appreciate him coming in here, telling his what his story is, and sharing his truth.
I stand by, and I think we stand by what we say as far as being transparent. He dished out.
I've never seen him be that open.
And that's what a lot of the comments were saying too. And that's what we told him. Like, look, you be open, man. A lot of people will definitely gravitate towards that. And he was vulnerable in the interview. He said what he had to say. So salute to him for coming.
I feel like the people who tapped in too, shout out to Pac-Man the Gunman, just hit me. Shout out to Big Y.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but people have been consistently hitting me since the interview dropped. Like, yo, this is a really good interview. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? People been posting it, resharing it. And I think it's dope. I think we just need to keep it going. So hopefully we get, you know, Wax side of the story, or Wax, you know, just him as a person.
He said Birdman saw the interview though.
He said Birdman called him and was like, man, what's going on? Because in order for him to even comment on what's going on with Savvy Third, he would have had to have seen the interview or heard the interview or whatever the case may be. So shout out to Birdman too.
For sure.
I will say this though. I don't want to be like the guy like talking about me and Wax our private conversations, but I will share that Wax standpoint is just do right. Mm-hmm. Like, all you have to do is do right. And multiple sources have told me that, you know, Savvy wasn't completely forthcoming with information as far as how the monies was spent, what money that came in, what money was going out. And I haven't talked to Savvy. That's why I don't want to just be talking about it on the podcast. Right, but it ain't my business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just give the platform and allow people to speak their piece. But I do think that there's some truth to what Wack was saying. Wack has never lied to me. He don't have a reason to lie to me. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? I've known Wack way longer than I've known Savvy Third, but I do believe that Wack is telling the truth.
Okay.
So,
we'll see, get inside the story. We'll see what's up. But thanks for everybody that's been tapping into the interview. And again, that's what we commit to, man. Just having these real honest conversations and, you know, presenting that information out there. So if you haven't seen it or heard it, go on and check it out and subscribe to the podcast and check out other shows that we got on there as well. Now, shall we start with this?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Man. So homegrown homie and somebody that I respect, because without him, homegrown wouldn't really have had a foundation.
DJ Head? No.
You too, I mean. I'm talking about past Lamoli.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were just struggling to find a spot. The big homie, G Malone, man, offered up his space for us to do homegrown inside the studio. Fast forward, let me just get into this. It's been some time. We had G on the podcast like almost a year ago when he had the Netflix show.
I thought it was longer than that.
Maybe, probably was. But he's recently dropped this song and video, which, you know, we kind of had the heads up on. Now, I didn't realize that I knew the subject matter, but I didn't realize the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Until it actually dropped. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, mm-hmm. You're going there.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Head, what is the name of the song?
Tupac Must Die.
Tupac Must Die.
Must Die.
Crazy, crazy concept. And let me just say, the very artistic. Now, I love G's ability to create controversy and provoke thought.
Bro, let me tell you something. The video is artistically brilliant.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
The messaging, it's a little tricky. You know what I'm saying?
The packaging
is a little tricky.
This is what reminds me, right? Now, to give a full perspective for people that kind of know or don't know, this will probably help you out a lot. You know, when people meet DJ Head for the first time,
mm-hmm.
and hear like certain shit that you say, this, when people say, hey, Head, you got a great heart. You a great person, but your delivery is all fucked up.
My delivery be fucked
up. Your package is not. This is a classic example of that, in my personal opinion.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. This shit has been at least a year in the making, mm-hmm. if not more than that, probably longer than that. And G don't give a fuck.
Okay, that's
the thing. Like when people be like, somebody came for me in my comments, like DJ Head corny ass is posting in and promoting this bullshit, and I'm like, bro, and they coming for G.
Oh yeah, they are.
They killing it right now on social media.
Well,
he thrives.
But let's break it down real quick. The breakdown of the song, the video is from the perspective of
Baby Lane,
Orlando Anderson,
supposedly the guy that killed Tupac.
Exactly. We saw the footage of him getting stomped out in MGM Grand. In G's perspective, I see him respond to multiple sources and saying, like, you know, from a gang member's perspective, what would you do if you got jumped by a rapper in aid of your enemies?
Right.
The natural response would be you would want him to die.
Right.
Therefore, Tupac must die.
Right.
Don't like the title.
I mean, the title, it's uncomfortable for people.
It is.
But the Glass's stance is, and I mean, we're going to definitely have him.
For sure.
But his stance is, that's what gangster rap is. That's what gangster rap is supposed to do. It's supposed to make you be fearful and be uncomfortable and not be uneasy. That's what gangster rap is built on. So that's his standpoint. And he don't give a fuck what people think.
Got you. And I wholeheartedly agree with that.
I agree, too.
I get that.
I'm not mad at that.
Now, here's the other side of the conversation. If it was named anything different, this conversation wouldn't be had.
Facts.
So he definitely did what was necessary on his end as far as promotion.
Well, the thing is, I mean, and he said this, too. He was like, I'm not using Tupac's name to promote it. I mean, obviously, that's the marketing behind it. But his thing is, you have to evoke some sort of emotion out of people.
For sure.
In order for people to care. And this is completely off topic. Well, not off topic, but it's completely off the rails a little bit. But I remember watching, you remember the movie Titanic mm-hmm. that came out back in the 90s?
Yep.
I remember watching the making of the Titanic movie with James Cameron. Mm-hmm. And James Cameron's big director, Avatar, Terminator, gotcha. Like he's the nigga, right? James Cameron said the reason why he focused on two characters in the movie is because he couldn't get you to care about everybody that died on the boat.
Ooh, that's a good, yeah.
Very so
good.
He was like, since I can't get you to care about everybody that died on the boat, mm-hmm. I'm gonna get you to care about these two people.
Right.
And I could tell that story mm-hmm. and then evoke the emotion for you to care when he dies at the end.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Because we see people die in mass murders all the time. You don't care about everybody that dies individually. But if you attach yourself to one individual, one person emotionally, that then will bring out what emotion you're trying to evoke
exactly.
through telling the story. So when he was explaining that, I went back to when I remember watching that. With James Cameron, it's just you're just telling a story, and you utilizing triggers that people give a fuck about to evoke some kind of emotion.
And I think he did it. What better person to do it than Tupac? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows where they were at, what was going on when Tupac passed, and people still hold him in high regard. So he definitely got the attention of the people with this. And I want to have a conversation with him. I know he's going to do his circuit and. The big question that I have is, what's next? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
this is a great setup, but is this for a project? Is this for, you know, what's to come from this? Because I've been in those studio sessions. I've been there when these debates happen. To me, this is nothing new. This is just a typical Tuesday night at the Blue Division studio. So I know how these conversations go.
Why Pun, shout out to Pun Active Management. He texted me yesterday, your head. We're getting Blue Division back together. You in or not? I just put LMFAO the fuck off my phone, dog.
Hey, I will say this because he had a premiere for it at the local Astronaut Studio last week. So
I was there,
and I saw the video. So,
yeah.
But the funny part about it is I didn't know that this was it. Like I saw the video months back, but I didn't remember that. I didn't know the title of the song. So when he said it, I'm like, oh, this is okay. This is leading into it. see the video, but I will say it was good to see. It really brought me back to like 2007, 2008 to see everybody from, you know, the come up days, you know what I'm saying, the division days, blue division, all that, man. So
homegrown Lamoli,
it was just like a really stepping into a time machine and going back and seeing everybody that was out there. So salute to everybody that came out there and supported G, you know. But when I say he played that shit, everybody's face, I shit you not, was just like, like what? Wait, what? He had to play it twice.
Yeah. And you know, no, you gotta watch it twice.
You have to watch it twice.
You gotta watch it twice. And he's like, wait, what the fuck is happening?
He didn't accept. He's like, all right, blah, blah, blah. Because he was waiting for like a good 30 minutes to an hour. So he finally played it. He was like, he walked into it or introduced it and said, look, I just need you guys to watch this. Da 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 da. Played it. Everybody was just like, he got it back up there. He's like, okay, let me explain to everything we just talked about. Now watch it again. Cause I don't need y'all to have this emotion. Da 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 da. Just going into it. So, I mean, the reaction was just priceless when you saw it, first and foremost. So now I'm seeing the same reaction from people on social media. And it's hilarious to see on one end people not even give it any kind of thought.
Nah. But that's the thing though. That's the brilliance in today's time.
True.
Because nobody has independent thought and nobody takes time to think, right? Even if it's some real shit.
Yeah.
It could be Tekashi 6ix9ine. Mm-hmm. Everybody's up in arms emotionally about certain things about Tekashi. Just before he went to court and before all that kind of shit, before the FBI and all that, right? You could say what you want about what he's doing. Obviously, it's working.
Exactly.
Regardless of how you feel.
Exactly.
It's working. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said,
we talking about it.
Are we talking facts or are we talking about how you feel?
Exactly.
If we talking about how you feel, that shit can go anyway.
Right.
It's the Wonka Vader. It can go up, down, left, right, diagonal.
Said it what?
That was an old ass reference.
Huh? I was about to say the what? Wonka
Vader. Hey, nigga, I'm an old nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Say the Wonka Vader?
Yeah. There's an elevator in the Willy Wonka Factory.
I just wanted you to say it again. The Wonka Vader.
Yeah, the Wonka Vader. I watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory because that's the only movie we had on VHS.
Clearly, you watched
nigga.
You watched the Titanic.
I didn't have streaming in the 90s, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like you.
No, I didn't have streaming. What are you talking about? I did have cable, though.
I know you had cable. I didn't. I had a VCR.
Your bad. Hey.
My bad.
Hey.
I'm going to call my mom.
It's your fault.
I'm going to call my mom right now.
Hey,
look. And I want you to tell her, hey, you broke, bitch. That's your bad. I want you to say it to my mom.
Hey, call her up.
All right. Call my mom right now.
I ain't gonna call her a bitch though.
I'm gonna call my mom right now. I want you to tell her that you was broke.
Hey man,
and that's your bad.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, you gonna work four jobs? Hey.
Greetings, mother.
Greetings, son.
I'm here live with Chuck Dizzle right now, and he called us broke.
No.
When we was growing up,
Ed said y'all was broke, and I said, hey, that just how the cookie crumbles.
No, he said that's no. I told him,
Chuck Dizzle.
Hey, what's going on?
No.
Your brother trying to cause you.
He trying to call somebody. He trying to G Malone me right now.
No, listen, mom. We live, right? I said, well, we was broke. I couldn't afford it.
No. He called me a bitch ass nigga after that. Let's say that. Let's get that in there because I had cable.
I said we didn't have cable.
And I said that's not my fault.
No, that's not what you said. Say what you said.
I can't remember. Repeat what I said.
You said that's your bad.
That's your bad. That's not my fault. It's the same thing. That's your bad for not having cable,
mom. How you feel about that being your bad that we was broke and he had cable and
she
we
a
didn't?
Survivor. She don't care.
That's right. We are survivors.
Don't let him do that.
Exactly.
Don't let him try to do that.
She living
her
best life.
How do you feel about him calling us broke on the air?
Hey, where do you got? What city you live in right now?
No. Listen, answer my question.
Had he had a silver spoon growing up, he wouldn't be the successful
answer
black man that he is right now. That could buy his mother a house.
Okay, all right. Let my mom talk. Shut up.
Go ahead.
Keeping it 100. We were that way, but thank God we didn't stay that way.
Exactly. You didn't stay that way, right?
Absolutely not.
Exactly. You had to go through some things
to be defeated.
There we go. You a survivor.
Don't try to pump her up. You called us broke.
No.
Because you went to private school.
You called me a bitch ass nigga first. And then you said that, and I said, okay, that's your bad. just because you didn't have cable. You had homies. Somebody could have had cable. Anyway, Moms, thank you for picking up the phone. Thank you for not being Whack 100 and putting them straight to
voicemail.
Exactly. You enjoy the rest of your day.
I don't know. When I see him calling, I always try to answer.
There it is. See?
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
That had to happen. What? That was necessary. I'm glad we got all of that on tape.
Said, you called me a bitch ass nigga.
You called me a bitch.
You told my mom on me. Yeah. You bitch ass nigga. You told my bitch ass nigga. Mom, he called me a bitch ass nigga.
Hey, he did it first. He did it first. You called your mom for me to tell on you. I ain't from the streets. I don't care, dog. Hey, man. Look, gotta set that up.
You bitch ass nigga. You told my mom on me.
Man, that's the clip. Speaking of Tupac.
Maggot.
You definitely don't want to go down that wormhole. You don't want to do that. You got too much to lose right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't do that. Speaking of Tupac, man, I'm loving this story because it says a 66-year-old man, emails revealed that he's from Iowa, government official, was obsessed with none other than Tupac and would consistently send company-wide emails to celebrate the slain rapper's birthday. He would send quotes and send lyrics. I'm not mad at this.
Hey, shout out to all our white friends, our white allies, you know what I'm saying, that fuck with the culture like that. We need to find him a job.
Yo, man, this is not fair. They said he was sending Tupac lyrics to 4,300 government workers in the agency. And, you know, I guess they wasn't having it, man. The only problem that I would say with this is it goes on to say that he would have, like, Tupac Fridays. I'm like, bro, everybody know you fucking up. It's Tupac Tuesdays. Don't do it on Fridays. It's Tupac Tuesdays, dog. That's the only problem that I have with this.
Well, he know that Pac brings the good vibes like the weekend. So, you know, therefore.
Man, that's whack. Everybody, you need that upliftment earlier on in the week, not the weekend.
I think that
Machiavelli Monday, something. Come on.
I like that.
Machiavelli Mondays. I'd see it. That could have been, you know.
I like that. So it has to be with the same letter.
That makes the most sense.
But why though?
For me, I think that's the it just flows. It flows better. That's it. I mean, nothing more than that. We don't have to dig too deep into it. I just think I like
that. That's some shit you learn in private school.
Oh, you bitch ass.
That's called a callback, nigga.
Well, he lost.
Yes.
He lost his job, or he was forced to retire. Whatever the case may be, he's no longer working there.
We need to find him a job at. Call Doc back
in here. Yeah, I think we need to find a way to get him his job back. Start a Facebook group or something, man.
Maybe he can replace Clarence.
Damn.
I just know Clarence listen to the podcast.
Damn, Clarence, you hear that?
Nah, I fuck with Clarence.
Let's believe that. All right, so look, another thing regarding.
I do a hold up.
What's that?
I remember somebody, so when I had a regular job, I worked at AAA, at the auto club, and I remember, like, some white person had Tupac in their, you know, in the signature, mm-hmm. where it'd be like, your signature, your name, title, phone number, email.
They had a lyric?
They had a Tupac lyric in there.
Gotta keep your head up.
And I remember that rubbing a couple people the wrong way.
Was it like one of the, was it like?
It wasn't vulgar or profane or nothing, no shit like that. It was literally just a cool little quote. I remember, like, what the quote was.
My fofo, make sure.
Nah, it was like, keep your head up.
Okay.
Or like some shit like that.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know, but sure. I remember that. It just, that shit's crazy to me. This man lost his job over that.
And it's like, come on, man. We're at this point, Tupac is, I can see if this was like 95, 96.
What if it was Make America Great Again?
Ooh, that's a good point.
If it was Make America Great Again, I bet you they wouldn't have fired him.
You're right. Probably not. And people would have been just as upset or even more mad.
If he was sending that out?
No.
So wait.
Of course not, because it was a government agency.
But that's what I'm saying. But the thing is, you're not allowed to campaign.
Right, what's the problem? What's the issue?
Exactly. What's the real issue?
Right.
Because you're not allowed to use work to campaign right. and to promote religious rhetoric, mm-hmm. to promote political views, shit like that, right. company policies, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. So with it being a lyric to a song or song lyrics and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I guarantee you they wouldn't have fired him over Make America Great Again, even though that violates company policy.
Or depends on how many times. Now, here's where it gets tricky. If he was reprimanded many times, then it's like, all right, the jig is up. Like, you got to stop.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and well, I don't know that he was.
Yeah, who knows if that's a situation. But I do think that the Tupac lyrics rub people, a lot of people, the wrong way. Speaking of starting a Facebook group, man, that Facebook, have you seen that Area 51 shit?
Yeah, I think a lot of white people going to get killed. You know what I'm saying?
I'm interested, but I'm not interested enough to go down there.
I'm not interested at all. I don't want to know.
I want to know. I want to see what happened, because they said they're going to live stream the shit. So I want to see what's going to happen.
It's a lot of white people going to die that day. I'm telling you right now, them white people is not playing. Okay?
I wonder,
there are signs
that say, do not
that
go
say the lethal force will be used.
Do you think so? Okay.
Bro.
Yes or no? Somebody going
to
die.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you some real shit, right? Yeah. When you go to Home Depot, mm-hmm. okay, any home improvement store, mm-hmm. and you could buy, like I got for my mom for her house, a Ring mm-hmm. camera,
right?
They give you a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
A sticker says protected by Ring, mm-hmm. and you put that shit in the window, it wards people off,
right?
Because they don't want to be on camera.
They don't want to have no.
It's signs all over the Nevada
desert.
That's
not stickers.
That's not stickers. That says you will die.
We'll shoot your ass.
And that's not warding you off?
Hey, man. The whole thing behind that is,
bruh,
people are saying, well, they can't. The mindset of these
people, they can't kill everybody.
They can't kill everybody.
Oh, but I bet you they can. I bet you they can.
How do you think they'll be able man, to kill
watch.
Everybody?
Just watch. They going to cut the feed.
Yeah.
Them people finna be live streaming. I guarantee you, how do I say this without sounding racist?
Well, it's too late. You already started with that, so.
No, because it still matters how I say it. Okay, I'm going to just say this. The majority of the people that's going to be rushing Area 51 are going to be white. Not because of the lunacy and the ridiculousness of the act, but because there's more white people in this country. I justified the racism with mathematics.
No,
that didn't work.
Nah,
I thought that was good.
That was clever, but
it was witty as fuck.
Nah.
Anyway,
so I think
it's gonna be hella white people in the Nevada desert being murdered for running up on that base.
Yeah, don't do that.
And they need to not do that. Do not
as much as I want to see it. Don't go,
bro. Them people cleared out. It's like 50 miles or some shit in every direction.
And the thing is now, what I see the problem is. You gave them so much of a heads up now that they prepared to be able to. If they weren't able to handle the masses of people coming at this point, you giving them what, a good month and some change. 2 months is September. Matter the only reason why I remember is the same weekend as the iHeartRadio Festival.
Hey, you know what?
September 20th or 21st, some shit.
I'm gonna switch my stance on this.
You going?
I'm not going.
Huh?
Yo, Angie Martinez has this room until Friday.
Oh shit! Okay. Got it.
Did you know? All right.
I know that. Right. Let's do it. Let's wrap it up.
Well, that's wonderful. So we just got informed that we got to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
We got informed that this episode is over.
Yeah.
See y'all next week.
Yeah.